You can hear Christmas Eve kirtan. I didn't bring my recorder with me, but the Christmas Day kirtan is on the pot on the site. And yesterday midday I went to see our Food for Life distribution. That was we may have some pictures of it up on the site as well. I don't know, because I'm here on the farm and I'm not with those who take pictures. But it was very good. It was of course right in the heart of downtown, and people were lining up for blocks to get really, really significant amount of things. They got a bags full of goodies, which was canned goods, bread, pasta, water, soap, and cleaning products, quite a few things, and then of course fruits, apples, oranges, and I can't remember all the things that they were giving. So all I know is when I was serving the cooked food and bread, they already had their handful. That was already a chore for them to then take prasadam and bread and halva and tea. Many of them could just eat there. Others took it with them. And it's quite interesting seeing these people, because some of them are really, they're professional down and outs. I mean, they look like they've just been in a fight yesterday. Other people are really quite well-bred people. They speak nicely. Purnatatapu, who's in charge of Food for Life, says many of them, you know, speak multiple languages. They have diplomas, but somehow or another they're in this unfortunate situation. And they're very thankful. Everyone says either Hare Krishna or Gauranga. Whereas in Budapest, of course, every day we feed about 300 to 500 people. But this was thousands. And it's a wonderful, wonderful work that Purnatatva Prabhu does. We get, of course, support from the government to do this on a regular basis, and on top of that we get donations from companies. There's one interesting thing that he told me, which is really quite new, or relatively new, and that is that many people are now in such a situation, there's so many of these homeless people, is that they're living outside. Outside right now means that it's below zero and it's snowing over here. They're living outside, they're living in the woods around and the hills around the city, in little shacks, mostly made out of plastic. And they have some bucket or a barrel that they heat in, and entire families live like that. It may be something that people are more and more forced into as time goes on, because times are getting tough, and perhaps we all need to really take a stock of the wonderful facilities that we have from Krishna, and not complain, lest we also find ourselves in some kind of similar situation in the future. Anyway, and then after that we came out to the farm, and we had a very nice program. I had a nice lunch in Budapest before I came. I'm making a point of that because I've been fasting for the last month, just eating vegetable soup. And it was nice eating cooked prasadam, albeit that it was light. And it's wonderful to be here in New Rajadam. I don't know if you're going to get an opportunity to see, but had the chance to dress Radhe Shyam today, and they're on a swing, and aside from swing, they're surrounded by all these boas. If you know what boas means, they're feather snakes, snakes made of feather, like what we had at Jamastami, but we've got many out, and we have nice kirtan and little class. Marathon is about really learning the real secret of spiritual life, which people haven't the faintest clue about. And if we want to summarize that really briefly, it's just developing the attitude of tell me what you like, how you like me to serve you, and I'll do anything you want. That's what devotion, love means to Krishna. Whatever Krishna wants, we're happy to do out of love, because we love him. The karmis, they want to do whatever their senses tell them to do. They don't want to serve Krishna, or if they serve Krishna, it's only in order to further fulfill their own sense gratification. And the gyanis, they're trying to understand why Krishna should be served, and what gives him the right to demand service from everyone else. And the yogis, they want to use Krishna's material energy to serve them in a subtle way by gaining mystic cities. But devotees, they just want to be engaged in service, perhaps in the beginning out of obligation, then later out of love, and whatever Krishna wants. Just tell us what you want, and we'll do that. Narayanam parasarve na kutaschana bivyati svarga apavarga. A devotee doesn't want anything else. He just wants to please Krishna by doing what Krishna wants. If you want me to stand out in the cold and distribute books, that's all right. And if you want me to stand in the kitchen and cook, then that's all right. And whatever it is that you want, if you want me to take headache and trouble for spreading and managing a spiritual organization, then that's all right. Anything's all right. Whatever Krishna wants, that's all right. And this is our opportunity to sort of practice, to develop that mood, to understand what that entails. And ultimately, when we learn how to perfect that mentality, that is the perfection of spiritual life. Whatever Krishna likes, let me just do that. So, actually, nowadays everyone's wishing everyone the best of season. This is not really much of a season for us. Christmas is a joke, it's a sham, at least from what point of view it takes place. Nowadays, it's just an excuse for making money, for buying each other presents, for enjoying our senses, for spending money. The essence of Christmas is Christ's birthday. That's something that's observable and worshipable, but unfortunately that's not what people do. Or even if they do it, they mix it with so many other things. They mix it with getting drunk, they mix it with slaughtering with animals, they mix it with giving gifts, they have expectations of getting gifts. It's not what you would call pure devotional service. And New Year, anyway, we've got our own New Year. Our New Year starts at Gaur Purnima, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. That's Gaudiya Vaishnava New Year. For Hindus, it's Diwali. That's their New Year. What's good about this season is that we have a Christmas marathon. We have the opportunity to distribute more books than we do at any time of the year. So if we celebrate anything, if we give any gifts, if we wish each other well, then yes, it's over that. The best of the holidays. wishes for you best of the results of book distribution, and may many happy returns. May you distribute many, many books in the future. May you also read those books that you distribute. Yes, that was another thing. We went in Kirtan, and we went to see the newly opened library that's there for the devotees. Phew! It's beautiful. I mean, it is really, really beautiful. The bookshelves are made of 2-inch thick solid oak, as well as the tables. Beautiful. There must be 8 tables for devotees to sit on. It's one long table with comfortable chairs and computer. High class. Really, really high class. Devotees here in New Vrindavan really have it good, and now particularly in the matter of facilities for reading Srila Prabhupada's books. So let's distribute them, let's read them, let's live their message, and let's go back to Godhead. Hare Krishna.